Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So Wendy's like, okay, I just want you to stand on business and stop wanting, okay? Just say, look, I don't fuck with you, or you like that, okay? The people who I bang with is you and you. So you're in my house, stand on it. That's bullshit. Just own it. Be a better Real Housewife, okay? We're all trying to teach you here, and you can't seem to grasp it.
And Angel's like, well, I hear you, but that's bullshit. She goes, no, we all do it on vacation. So when I have my vacation, that's who's in my castle. And this is who it's like, you know, you fuck with them. You know, those are your friends. So stand on it. And she's like, I did. I invited one into my house. And she's like, no, because when I hosted the first women on the first couple's trip in Chesapeake, I made sure to put Giselle and Robin and Giselle's booth on the second floor. Yeah, that was reflective of our relationship. So this angel, like, da 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 da, she did. She is owning it. I mean, what the hell? What do you want from her? She's not going to do it like you guys.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know what it is? Angel, the way she speaks, I don't know if this is her being guarded with the women or if it's part of almost like new age therapy talk in a way, is that she sort of speaks in a, I don't want to offend anyone with my language, right? So instead of saying, well, I only had two rooms and I decided I wanted Kieran and Tia because I was closer with them. She says, well, the original plan was to have three, but then it turns out we were not able to have that third accommodation. And therefore that wasn't able to happen. And so as a result, Jazzy was not able to come. It's sort of like this almost corporate language, right? Where you're not going to offend anyone, but the way you speak, you're going to put things in the passive voice, things happened. And I think they're just going to be like, I think what they're reacting to is like, just say, I only had two rooms and I'm, of course, this Kieran's going to be in there. And Tia seems interesting. And I wanted to get to know Tia. So I chose Tia. And the rest, I put in there. Like, they just want her to sort of talk a little bit more clearly. And I get it. Because I get that criticism, too. And I understand that. So, and I understand why it's important to speak through it and be more direct.
I think it's just manners, too. You know what I mean? Like, if someone's like, okay, I can only have two, so I'm having these two. Well, why aren't you having her? I mean, who says, because I don't like her as much. That's rude. Right. It's like, I like these two better than her. It's fucking rude. So
in real life, rude. On Real Housewives, it's what they want to hear. They want to hear directness, which is crazy.
Yeah, but I don't think that they should always direct the way that they want someone else to talk. You know what I mean? Like, well, you should do it this way because you're on Real Housewives and you're supposed to say, I don't like her. That's not how she does. I mean, look, I don't think Angel's a great housewife. Obviously, this is just more proof of that. But the whole dictating how someone should treat someone else, it's fucking rude. I mean,
100% rude. It's 100% rude. But I think what this is also, what I think the larger point is that, like, this is how this group operates. And if you want to fit in, you've got to show to us. I'm not saying I'm approving of it. I'm just saying I think this is what the vibe is. It's like, we don't feel like you're a safe space for us. If I can apply the things I've learned from my therapy to this, what I'm sensing is the women are saying, we don't feel like you're a safe space to us because there's something like the way that you're communicating with us is not the way that we as a group are communicating. And it makes us feel unsafe around you. It feels like you're holding back. We don't know. We can't gauge you. And therefore, we can't trust you. And I kind of think that's what's sort of going on. And Wendy's being like, you just need to be direct in what you're saying. Like, you don't have to speak with these sort of like circuitous sentences to make your point. Just say, I fuck with Tia. I fuck with Kiarna. And that's why they're going to be in my house. And the rest of you, you're in the Airbnb. And that's it.
But she did do that. They just want her to be ruder about how they're saying it. It's like, you're not a safe space to us because you're not rude. I mean, I don't know. I get what she's saying. I was like, oh my God. I'm just like, at this point, like, she's done so much wrong. The fact that you're getting me, not you, but they are getting me to stand up for Angel is like crazy because Angel is so wrong on so much of this. But I'm like, oh my God, just leave her alone. And Giselle's like, you wanted to give them your house, ah. And Wendy's like, but those are your friends. And Angel's like, oh my God, I can't. Giselle's like, just stand on it. they're all handing her to just stand on business.
Yeah. So Then Jazzy, eventually though, Jazzy's like, are there hats nearby that we're going to shop? Can we go to the hats? Like, yes, let's go to Kimosabi. We're done here. So Angel's like, every time I open
we just railed on Angel again for another half an hour. Let's go. Okay, now let's go to the hat shop, which is my idea. I'll show you the Kimosabis.
Let's get hats. So Angel's like, every time I open up myself and say what my truth is, I'm met with this. And here's another example. So you guys believe what you want to believe. At this point, I don't care. Which is actually, I think, the place that they want her to be in, is to say, I don't fucking care what you think about me anymore. I'm sick of it. So Giselle's like, okay, whatever. Hat time. So Angel's like, okay, let's go to Kimosabi. So they all start to get up from the table. And then, of course, Tia is like, she's like, well, I think that he just became a target. And I don't know why. I feel like a lot of times, a lot is thrown at her and she does apologize and it puts a pile on. And I think she's handling it as best as she can. So then, I love, of all people, Ashley goes up to Angel. This is so fun. This is fucked up. Ashley, who's been part of the brigade that's been piling on Angel, is then like, hey, like, find your last bit of energy. Are you okay? Now she's going to be the consoling one. I was like, okay, Ashley.
Well, yeah, because Angel's crying, you know?
Yeah.
And so Angel's like, I mean, I'm just spent, you know? It's like, it's hard. And Monique's like, well, you know, I don't think that you're realizing the gift that you have when you're hosting. You know, you have the power and the control, but, you know, the key to it is oversharing, okay? You can't be afraid of what you think people will think about you when they watch it back, because people will see the human in you. And Angel's like, well, what I'm telling you guys is my truth. And it's like, you guys are acting like it's a lie. And I'm an empath. No, you're not, because an empath would have been like, is your ass dirty? Because you don't have water.
Yes.
She's not an empath, not a poop path. You're feeling for yourself here in this moment.
Yeah.
And she's like, so it's painful to feel that energy when I'm telling the truth. And Monique's like, okay, like, they're a little bit much on Angel, but she's got to be more open and vulnerable. And if they judge you and scream at you, who cares? At least you know that you're being who you are. And she's like, but I am. Like, she is being who she is. You guys just don't like it.
Yeah. So they are going to walk to Kimosabe's. Wendy is like, oh my God, my boots. Because she's got tall boots with like little teeny tiny, you know, thing in the back, heel. And so they're walking on cobblestones, stiletto heels, all that stuff. And Wendy is not happy about it. But they sort of make their way over, and they arrive. So when Angel's like, everyone, welcome to Kimosabe, the world famous Kimosabe. I got my first cowboy hat from here that was custom designed here. I get all my pieces here. It's turquoise. There's mountain lion choker. There's vintage stuff. They're all like, we've seen this on Beverly Hills. We know what this place is. Can we stop now?
Yeah, this is basically like the Walmart of, I mean, it's an expensive, but it's like, we all know it, you know, it's like Target. We've all seen it on TV multiple times. I mean, Jesus Christ, you walk in and Cynthia reveals like, we get it. We know what it is. So they go in, and it's like the same workers there. It's like, hey, lady, shot. It's like the same ladies we've seen on every Housewives now.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Kimosabi really has become, do you think their brand is diluted now?
No, I think it's probably better than ever. I mean, because they're in a few different cities, right? They're in Park City, they're in Jackson Hole. They're in all these like Western resort towns and everything. I feel like now we all know what Kimosabi is. I never knew. I think it used to be that if you were in those towns, you knew. But now we all know Kimosabi is. We know about Kimosabi is.
But does that just make it worse for like rich people things, you know? Because I feel like when you go into a Kimosabi now, it's just all tourists, you know, like taking pictures.
Is,
like, can I put like, this hat on and try it on? Okay, I ain't buying it. Hold right on. I saw this on TV. Kyle Richards has one of these. Started on fire. And how they burn the hats or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, we also know about like Gucci and Prada and, you know, we know about all these brands, and we go down Rodeo Drive and we try things on. We say, okay, thanks very much. It was fun. Try on that blazer. Goodbye. So, you know, it doesn't take away, because the point is that we may all be aware of it, but we're not going to buy it. But the rich people buy it. And that is the difference. Ah! So now they're all looking at stuff. They're looking at opal and turquoise and all this fun. It's like a big shopping scene, you know, and Stacey's getting grossed out because there's a lot of animal heads on the wall. A lot of busts, and she does not like that whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's very expensive, obviously. So, you know, they're trying on very expensive things. She's like, yikes. So Angel is still sad, and Kieran is trying to pep talk her. And she's like, you know, I just want you to feel better. She's like, no, I'm not sad. So Kieran is like, this is like Nevis deja vu, but she's the host. And then we see the catfish clip again. And she's like, but I know her heart, and I know her intentions, and I know her original face. And I can tell you that all the progress that she's moved forward to try and build relationships, 10 step forwards, 100 steps back. And Kieran is like, I mean, it's just frustrating because I equally feel responsible because you're my friend. And she's like, yeah, I get it, but they're just determined to misunderstand me. And it doesn't make me feel very comfortable even about coming back to Maryland. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't. I hate the whole state now.
That is my lived truth. So is she kind of threatening to quit the show? That's my take on that.
You're not invited back to this show, ma'am. I can tell you.
It's not.
So if you're coming back to Maryland for this show, no. Wander back to the other land.
We've seen a lot of people where we've been like, oh, you're not made for this show. And Angel is one of the most not made to be a Real Housewives we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
So then Stacey is talking to Tia about a belt and everything. And Tia wants to get a bolo tie. And then there's like joking because, you know, she's spelling it. She's like, bolo, B-O-L-O. What's funny about bolo? But of course, they show footage of Bolo the dancer in that weird half body suit thing he wore in the glass like telephone booth while he was grinding on the bachelorette trip from Atlanta. Ah, memories.
Oh, Bolo.
Good old Bolo. I'm glad he's found a new life. And isn't he on one of those Tyler Perry shows now? All the Queen's Men? About the men's strippers?
Is he? I don't know. No,
I think so.
Know.
Yeah, you know.
I'd like to see his text messages. From Tyler.
I know. I was like, who would have thought a hot, muscular guy
can't believe it.
Barely has to wear clothing, winds up on a Tyler Perry show. That is just so, what a strange coincidence.
So Ashley checks out. Her total is $4,574.22, which is crazy. I didn't see Ashley spending that kind of money. But, you know, it's like the housewives thing where we see how much everybody spends.
Yeah.
And then we find out Ashley, well, we don't find it out, but Ashley announces, she gets behind the bar. She's like, for 3 years, I worked in hospitality and nightlife and some of the best years of my life. I worked at this very exclusive membership lounge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was taking $1,000 a week in tips. And that's where I met my ex-husband. Oh, my God. This just gets more romantic by the word. Just keep talking.
I know. Seriously. Oh, I just can only imagine that. That origin story of like Gollum walking in to get some cocktails before he goes off to find the ring. Ugh. So then we see a flashback to Angel.
I'm saying, just here searching. The boobies are nice, but have you seen a tiny man with big hairy feet carrying around a ring? Anybody? Anybody?
Do you have a cocktail called My Precious? Because I would love that right now.
I don't know how you found this place, but nice to meet you. My name is Ashley Baggins.
It's like, wait a minute. Ashley Baggins.
It's a stage name.
There's a small update. I think last week there was a Wagamama reference that I made on Potomac. Mm-hmm. I made some joke about Wagamama and I said, oh yeah, those are available only in London. Well, because everything's about Bravo, it turns out that there are some Wagamamas in America. And there is a Wagamama in the DC area. And in fact, the former location of Oz Restaurant is now a Wagamama. See,
wow. It
comes together.
Look at that.
A few people sure wrote did. In about that. That's pretty cool.
Jeez, it's like the cool, cast actually. Of Bolo's new show. It all comes together.
That is correct. That's so, just the casting process.
Angel's like, not you being a bartender, which she already knew because she said that Ashley used to be her bottle girl earlier in the season. So Ashley is going to make everybody a shot called a pink pussy. And
orange, what? But that's okay.
They're like, why is it gray?
Yeah, she's like, it's the pinkest, the wettest, and the juiciest shot. And everyone's like, oh, okay. Thanks, Ashley.
So Tia's like, oh, Monique, would you like to sip some of my pink pussy? She's like, no, I'm strictly dickly. And Ashley goes, you know what? Pussy is allergy free, so everybody can eat it and be happy. And she's always like, no, no, no. It might be allergy free, but some are cleaner than others. And everyone groans. Yeah. So now everybody gets in a circle and starts shouting how much money they spent. And I cringed.
This was like, a weird moment.
It's one thing on Housewives when you're like, oh my God, look how much money they're spending. Wow. Dorisha spent $400 on a kaleidoscope. Crazy. But they don't all stand in a circle and go, how much did you spend? $4,000. Oh yeah. How much did you spend? $5,000. Oh yeah. So embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed.
The producers are trying to make something happen here because nothing has happened on this trip yet. And honestly, that's largely because the trip has barely been able to sort of get off the ground because of the Airbnb situation. So Ashley bought a turquoise belt for $4,000. And Kiara got some custom Kimosabe sneakers for $1,350. And Tia got her bolo for $5.41. And then Giselle, she's like, well, you guys, I told you I got my second holes. And she's like, oh my God, you're doing anal now? No, that's not what that means. And we see a flashback of her getting her ears pierced with her daughters.
Yeah, it was great. And then she spent $1,000, and then Cam bought her daughter $1,000. And she's like, because not only are we rich, our kids are rich too, all white. So thank you, Black Excellence. And we see that she spent $225. Mm-hmm. And Jazzy got a custom hat, and that was over $1,000. And Angel's like, I got a turquoise bracelet for $14, and then I got Bobby a turquoise knife, and that was $1,200 for a grand total of $2,600.
Wow, that's like a week of rent in Potomac. So Jazzy then, so they're like, okay, well, this is exciting and fun and everything. They're like, what about you, Stacy? And she's like, well, this is what I got. This was a great experience, and I love this place. I am not rich, so I didn't buy anything. They're like, yes, you are. You're rich. And Angel goes, you're rich in Jesus. She's like, okay, I know how to stay rich. All right. And we see a clip of when they went bet, like go to the horse races, when someone gave her $20. Kay gave her $20 to bet, and she just pocketed it. She's like, I'm not gambling this. I'm keeping this $20. This goes.
Yeah, we'll be keeping this. So Monique's like, yeah, I'm not rich. I'm wealthy. And I brought my fine ass up here. So that's where I spent my money. I spent it on travel. And Giselle's like, okay, we know this is a new Monique. Because when she was married to that Chris, she was spending money. And then we see clips of Monique being rich as hell. Yep.
Yeah. That's what happens. So
Giselle's like, I like her now. She's been brought down to poor them. I've spent more than Monique. I can be friends with her now.
So Angel's like, okay, everyone, one more surprise. We're going upstairs to the VVIP. So they're just ascending to like more exclusive bars in Kimosabe. So now they're going up to the rooftop, and there's a rooftop bar and everything. And Jazzy, by the way, she finally gets her hat. They show it and everything. They're getting their shots. They're doing shots to blossoming friendships, yada, yada, yada. And guess who should arrive at Kimosabe's VVIP outdoor rooftop bar? It's none other than, hello, it's Mauricio. Hello.
Oh my God, well, it's me, Mauricio, here at the top of Kimosabe. I can't believe you're at my second home, Kimosabe. Yeah, I love Kimosabe. You can buy yourself some hats. And I hope you're all happy here, ladies.
All happy here. It's so disappointing.
Yeah, brought Camille over. You can go home now, Camille.
He's like, what are you doing up in my space? And they're like, oh my God. He's like, oh, hello, Giselle. What are you doing in my town? And Ashley's like, oh my God, he's a single man now. And they're like, oh, hi, Mauricio.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
You know, it's so funny because like a lot of people on the internet, you know, we're a catty community and everyone's like, you know, Mauricio was the hottest husband, but now he's just like midlife crisis ick, right? Like, I mean, hello, actor age, like he's not as hot as he used to be. Look how old he looks now. And it's just funny because while like the Bravo community is like, oh my God, Mauricio looks old now, Ash is like, my pussy's wet. Like, you know, like she is so excited that he's looking older now. She's like, just my type. Yes.
And he owns the agency, I'm sure.
And there's that.
It's also pretty attractive to Ash.
Rich so, old guy.
Yeah. So also thirsty Mauricio just showing up at Kemosabe. It's like he just pops up. He's just hanging out there just waiting. Where's PK? You know, he's somewhere around there. Like, I didn't want to play a game of dice. Huh?
He's at Carvel Sabe. So Mauricio is there with all his midlife. Kemo Arby's. Mauricio's there with all his midlife crisis jewelry, etc. And he's like, oh, hi everyone, how's it going? And Giselle is explaining that Mauricio is married to Kyle Richards, Beverly Hills. It's like, she's like, I don't want any Beverly Hills Potomac drama, okay? Only Married to Medicine. Only gonna have drama with Married to Medicine. Too much for one night. So she's basically saying, like, hands off everyone. We're not gonna go down this path. Kyle has a lot of sway at the network.
And Angel's telling Ashley, oh, he's giving you the eye. And she's like, no, Giselle, he was speaking to her. He's a single man now, okay? And Stacey's like, I like the salt and pepper. Oh, well, my daughter's out here for a bachelorette party. So, you know, I was just passing by. I said, better come up and say hi. You know, I love being surrounded by such gorgeous women. And Ashley's like, oh, I was literally sitting with Kyle like 3 weeks ago. Yep, we were on the same bus to a BravoCon thing, same car. I was in the back, you know, I was in the back seat. She was in the way back. And I just kept turning behind her saying, hi, hi, Ashley. I don't know if she was doing this thing. I don't know if she was waving or just swiping her phone like a wave, but we're close. We're close.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then Angel is like trying to be like, wealthy Coloradan to wealthy Coloradan. Mauricio, have you ever been fly fishing? He's like, well, of course. Do you love it? Like other rich people do, like me and Bobby. He's like, oh, yeah. I mean, did you guys all go fly fishing? Is that what happened here? Is that why you guys all smell like that? No, long story about the Airbnb. Too late. Too late.
Did you go fly fishing? Why are you talking about fly fishing? She's like, I'm taking them tomorrow. He's like, oh, amazing. Yeah, it's the best. You're going to go? It's so much fun. Fly fishing. Wow.
He has nothing to say about fly fishing. He's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like,
why are we talking about fly fishing? Wow.
Can I go fishing in your fly? Oh, did I say that out loud? What's wrong?
And Angel's like, Wonderland's fly fishing experience offers luxury accommodations, a chef with an open fire meal. It's Bobby. A quintessential Colorado experience. And I just want to be able to show that to the ladies.
So you have to get your hands dirty. Like, have you all gotten your hands dirty before? Again, we've already discussed this early in the day. Hands have been dirty since last night.
I've gotten my hands dirty before. Are you going to be out tonight, Tiger? And he's like, oh, I'd definitely be out tonight. Probably not fly fishing because who does that? But, you know, I'll be out. And Stacey's like, where are you going to be? Oh, my God, calm down over there. He's like, oh, I'm completely alone tonight. Oh, poor me. I'll probably be here at Kemosabe waiting for people to come through and ask for my picture. I don't know. Is that sad? What's sad? That or fly fishing? Which is sadder?
Just look for the gleaming white light in the northern sky. That's just starlight reflecting off my teeth. And you'll know where I am.
So Giselle's like, Mauricio is off limits to both of us, to all of us. And Jazzy's like, don't let your friends keep you from your husband. And Stacey's like, girl, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room. So Ashley is like, you're the best wing woman. I also the worst. So Stacey is like, she's trying to get Mauricio and Ashley together. And she explains, the more occupied Ashley is with a man, the less time she will have to investigate me. So let's hook this up. And I am for it. Like, why not? Like, why not get Ashley and Mauricio together? There's no rules about that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess it's kind of a violation of Bravo girl code. But I'm sorry, Ashley's on her own show and she is within her right to go after Mauricio.
Yeah, Carl left Maurizio. He can do whatever he wants. So he leaves. He's going by and Stacey's like, oh my God, you have to follow him, Ashley. Get over there. And she's like, oh my God, who is this woman? This isn't that prim and proper QVC woman with bad breath. This is a homegirl. I like this side of her. Well, yeah, of course you do. She's trying to get you some dickly. So Monique's like, wait, where did they go? And he
was like, did they follow Maurizio?
What, Ben?
Oh, I thought you were asking me where they went. I was like, oh, they went to a room, Ronnie. They went to the stairwell. So, yeah, they're following after. And they're basically... but Giselle is basically cock-blocking, et cetera. And so Mauricio's like, so, yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow to Steamboat Springs. And then, yeah, that's it. So, like, right now I'm just, like, wandering around looking for a watering hole because apparently my daughter said I can't go to her bachelorette party. Which is too bad because I flew all the way out here for it. But I guess she doesn't want any of her friends to hook up with me again. So,
yeah, it's a shame because I already like matched with four of the girls on Hinge. But whatever.
Oh, well, Steamboat Springs it is. So Giselle's like, okay, Mauricio, we're going to let you go because these ladies here are a hot mess. And I don't feel like having to talk with Cal Richards on our road trip about the situation for an entire 3-week shoot. Okay, thank you very much.
A hot mess. What do you mean a hot mess? And Ashley's like, excuse me, Giselle, that is not an accurate representation of us. She goes, kind of is. Okay, keep your tongues in your mouth, ladies. Let the man leave.
So Ashley's like, but don't call me a hot mess in front of him. I mean, he runs the agency. He's like, okay, we're going. She's like, you know, we're in Kyle's world. She's in our world. You know what I mean? Girl code.
Enough time has passed. He's ripe. I mean, look at the man. He's got age spots on his hands. Come on.
They laugh watch Beverly Hills, and there are enough men out here in these streets to not recycle somebody else's that's in our circle. But he's a super fox for sure, and he's getting a bigger, dicker energy. He knows it too. Look at his shining white teeth.
And you see Maurizio playing.
So Stacey's like, we don't want to be messy, but I will go downstairs and get his number. And she's like, do you want to smooch him, man? And she goes, no. And Giselle's like, well, I've always wanted to smooch. And Ashley says, I don't want Mauricio, but for the future, for another man, you know. And Stacey's like, I don't play. I just want you to be happy, Ashley.
Okay, but we know Ashley would take Mauricio in 5 seconds, everyone. Like, no, I wouldn't. No, I said no, Ashley, no. You, what's your name? She's like saying to Stacey, like, let's go. And she's like, my name's Stacey. Okay, Stacey. Stacey would take Mauricio, okay, but not Ashley.
She goes, I would take Timo. So now they're doing caviar bumps, and Wendy's like, what type of bump is this? And they're like, it's a caviar bump. She goes, what in the drugs? She goes, no, it's caviar. You put it on your hand and then you lick it off. And Stacey's like, that looks like boogers.
So then they do caviar bumps. Karen is showing them and everything. And then they're talking about how it's followed with champagne normally. And then Giselle's like, Wendy, I told them that's nasty. Put it on a plate and eat it like a normal person. You know, Angel and Kay, I know y'all had water, but are your hands clean? Like, I don't know why you're licking caviar off your hands. There's plates here. This is disgusting. I get it. I've done the bumps. I don't like doing it. I actually don't like licking them off my hand either, because then you wind up with like weird sticky fish residue on your hand. I'm like, yeah. I also would like a little blingy, please, if I'm going
to
do something.
I'm there
like
for
that.
The carb. I'm there for the cracker. I'm there for the potato pancake. I'm not there for my hand.
Anything.
Yeah, like, something.
Not my hand. I don't like to lick my hand. Like, this is a hot take. I don't like licking my hand. I don't like the way it tastes. I don't like how I've got saliva on my hand afterwards. It's just not something I enjoy doing.
So Giselle's like, okay, so I have an announcement, ladies. So because I had a kind of take over the trip, as we all know, I brought us here to Kemosabe after I flew us here on a private jet. Angel's like, wait a minute. She goes, wait. So we have an executive suite at our hotel. So the question is everyone coming? Because I have hooked up the Four Seasons and we're having dinner there this evening. And he is like, well, the question is everyone invited? No, or are we going to have to send Jazzy to a Best Western or something? Because I wouldn't mind that. Everyone's invited. But we also have brunch in the morning at the hotel. And Angel's like, wait, but we have to see the schedule because we are supposed to be out early to do the next activity tomorrow, which is Angel's big Wonderland.
like the it's the fly the fishing thing that she's trying to hype up with Mauricio. And Giselle's like, well, so the statement is we're gonna do brunch and potentially go home. And he was like, no, we're not doing that. We have another activity tomorrow. She goes, well, it's up to the ladies. So Giselle is not only taking over the trip, she's actually closing out the trip. She's like, no, this is it. It's over.
Yeah, Giselle's like, okay, you mess with us, then not only am I going to give you shit for the entire last day of your trip, I'm going to ruin your free advertising, which you're trying to get from the show, and none of us will be promoting your stupid business and your smoke-cooked salmon, which we've already had. So we don't care about that anyway. So no,
yeah,
we're not going to be doing your trip tomorrow. And she's like, wait a minute, you can't do that. And she's like, oh, yes, I can. Nah.
She's like, I've got my hat from Kimasabi's. I am set. I think you do the fly fishing. You fix the accommodation. You did. You fix the thing that was wrong. You see out the trip. You do the fly fishing because then you can complain about the fly fishing afterwards. I don't think they're going to go home early. I feel like that's not something that's going to happen. But wow. It's sort of a funny episode because it was like so crazy, the pile on. And then they're like, okay, we're going to press pause and we're going to watch them shop for about 25 minutes and then talk to Mauricio. And we're pressing resume and we're back to the storyline. But yeah, what do you think? You think they're going to go home early, Ronnie?
Sorry, I had to sneeze.
Sorry, I got you right as you were sneezing.
I know. I don't know. Did they say it was the season finale?
They did not.
It didn't say that, right?
Shockingly, they did not. I assumed it would be the season finale. It's not. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I did too.
But in the meantime, we will talk to you all later. We got Crappy Hour coming up later tonight and our Amazon Live thing. So join us for both of those. And we'll catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.